Good after, no, evening, or good noon before morning. It's just after 6 p.m. on May the 9th. Yeah. It is just after 6 p.m. on May the 9th, 2023. And I'm sitting here drinking my coffee and fuddling with the keys. It is May the 9th, 2023. I looked at the sky today, and I won't say it was blue, but it was a blue atrocity. Oh, those are contrails that become cloud patterns. And they block the searing heat. They block that searing heat. Oh, the ozone layer, it must have been fixed. Yeah, I don't know. It was an atrocity. It wasn't contrails. I don't know what it is, but it's an atrocity. And the fact that people don't see it. They ignore it. They pretend it's always been like that. And I would contend that they have probably gone back in the movies. I mean, you know, maybe the reason why they rebooted all those fucking Star Wars movies was to, you know, go back in and add a few contrails. Blue, you don't have blue skies. Look at the Star Wars movie, Dan. There's always been shit in the sky. And maybe that's been true, too. I mean, Dane Wigington says they've been doing this since World War II, this geoengineering. But he also has intimated and even said that the main focus up until about 20 years ago was, you know, the two poles. The North Pole mainly, and the South Pole. But mainly the North Pole, because the North Pole is the great air conditioner. And it keeps the Earth, you know, a little extra cool. If it breaks down, well, I don't know. Do you believe what you've been told? Do you believe what you've been told? Do you believe your, you know, good science bullshit? Do you believe the Earth is a sphere? Do you believe that the universe was created billions of years ago? Do you believe what you've been told? Because if you believe what you've been told, there is between 30 and 100,000 years worth of basically frozen poop in the Arctic. Frozen, and also frozen farts too. So you got frozen poop, frozen farts in the Arctic. And I exaggerate only slightly. And it amounts to trillions of tons of frozen farts and frozen poop. And it might have always been there in the sense of it might have always been a landmine. We were always going to trip on it. It was always going to happen. I'm a Christian, but I'm pretending to be a secular person right now. And if you want to be all secular, this was always going to happen. Maybe we accelerated it. Maybe we triggered it, but it was always going to happen. For most of Earth's history, the temperatures have been warmer. And it doesn't mean the end of the world. It does mean that maybe it's possible we'll have to get used to a warmer world and we don't have a fucking choice. That no amount of carbon emission reduction, no amount of this, no amount of that, all the geoengineering in the world, and none of this is going to make a difference. And I know that I've gone off in a bit of a rant here, but like I said, I went outside today, and it was an atrocity. I don't know what the truth is. Oh, that's not actually correct. I'm a Christian. I know what the truth is. I do. As a Christian, I know the truth, but I can't really tell you what's going on with the weather. I can't tell you what's going on in the sky. I don't believe it's contrails. I'm pretty certain that's bullshit, but I can't really tell you what it is. Could it be geoengineering? If it is, it seems like they're getting to the point where it's not working anymore. Could Dane Wigington be full of shit? He could be. I don't know. I've listened to his weekly, reports, I think since 2016. And so I've been listening to him a long time. And to the extent that I can, I say good things about him, Do I think that if you take him seriously, that things like lawsuits and hoodies make a lot of sense? No. I think that he kind of spreads his stoicism around so it does make sense, but it doesn't. We're way, 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 way 8 billion light years past rule of law. No more lawsuits, no more voting. Whatever the fuck is going to happen next, it has nothing to do with Trump or Biden or any of that bullshit. And if it's related to the clathrate gun, okay. If it's alien bullshit, whatever, they're probably demons. And if it is the end of times, guess what? Lord in heaven, I'm ready. I mean, frankly, I've gotten bored. Bored with the little games, bored with this neo-Stalinist hellhole, bored with the fact that, and I had a reminder today, that you can put forth whatever effort you want to, but if they want to suppress people, they will, and they can, and it's not hard. We put all of our shit into the cloud. Hey, I wonder what happened. I had a reminder today. My site was down, and you'd say, well, Dan, that's no big deal. But here's the reality. If I hadn't noticed it, it could have gone on for days. And this is exactly what's been going on with my provider for several months now. And it's what went on with GoDaddy before they canceled me and stole my money and stole my domains and basically treated me like a piece of shit, even though I'd been a customer of theirs for a decade. And in the internet age, that's like 1,000 fucking years, motherfucker. Yeah. They treated me like shit. So it looks like, there's a pattern. And if it's the same thing that happened at GoDaddy, it means in about 90 days, my Bluehost account will implode. I don't want it to. It's not my purpose in life to make this happen. The reality is we live in a neo-Stalinist, sideways shithead hellhole. And it's not Weimar 1933. Plenty of dead engine ghosts at Wounded Knee would tell you it ain't Weimar 1933. Been there, done that. We're way past the red line. Way past the red line. I went off on a tangent because I suckered myself into that, and I did. But I'm not going to pretend I don't see things with my own eyes. And the more I think about the last decade, the more I begin to believe that if you're a secular person, you could say, we're in the methane event. This and it had nothing to do with your SUVs, your cheeseburgers, your motherfucking hot dogs. That was gaslighting. That was a psyop. And frankly, Pete Goyle is more about the Ford pickup that gets 25 gallons to the mile. There's not enough earth for anything that stupid. That's also a reality of nature, okay? Stupid, okay, consumes everything faster than you realize, and there's not enough in the universe for dumb. So that's one of the reasons why it's good that, you know, dumb gets destroyed, usually. Usually. And maybe my podcast is dumb. You know, maybe my being here talking about this shit is dumb. Maybe what Bluehost or whatever, or GoDaddy or Spotify or SoundCloud or YouTube or any of the crypto ones I've tried, Mines, you name it, Steam it, tried it all, got chased away, pretty much since 2011. Yeah. Pretty much since then. And by the way, bros, hoes, hookers, cocaine gunmen, I don't think I'm fucking special. I don't. There's nothing special about it. In fact, if you're an optimist, you should think I'm special. Because if I'm special, then it's only happening to me or I'm paranoid. And this is a production of my mind. But if I'm not special, if this is happening to a lot of people, like, I don't know, what happened in East Germany towards the end, where neighbors listened to neighbors on the phone call and got paid to do it. If it's like that, that means it's over. This is not Germany, Weimar, 1933. This is Berlin, April, 1945, motherfucker. Did you know that Hitler had a special order? He said, "My friend Albert, will you wire Germany to explode?" And Speer said, "Listen, Adolf, I don't know if we should wire Germany to explode, fucker." But, you know, Hitler was adamant. "Okay, Albert, I'll put a bullet in your wife's head. You better wire Germany with all kinds of explosives. Get it ready for the Götterdämmerung, just like Wagner meant it to be, motherfucker." This is not Germany 1933. I try to get it through people's heads. We've been there, done that. And that includes the hyperinflation, motherfucker. You know, they hid it. We were all so fucking stupid. They dumped some of it in China. They dumped some of it into crypto, frankly. They tried to keep it from being dumped into precious metals, but it more or less became a kind of sink. They dumped it into the military. Because the military enforced the petrodollar empire, made sure that if you bought oil, you were going to use dollars. And if you chose not to, like Colonel Gaddafi thought of doing, you might end up with something shoved up your butt. This doesn't mean I like Putin. I'm an anarchist. I don't like any of these dumb fucks. Okay? I think the United States should be a free country. I'm crazy. And if it were a free country, I think it would be stronger than any country on the planet, mainly because it wouldn't go around trying to tell people what to do. And people would be focused on defense, and they might actually think about it in a rational way. And so in the end, attacking this country, if it were a free country, would be like attacking a hornet's nest. But the worst one ever. I mean, pretty much the worst hornet's nest you can fucking imagine. A free nation would be like that. It's why I mock people who say, well, Dan, if we were a free country, we wouldn't be able to fight a nuclear war. I contraire, mon frere, bron frere, motherfucker. I think if we were a free country, we would be more likely to defend ourselves from a nuclear war or any other kind of militaristic bullshit. I think we'd have technology far more advanced and way cheaper than what we have today. I'd be willing to wager we would have rifle railguns capable of firing, you know, a .177 pellet at, I don't know, how about 10,000 feet per second. And maybe being able to fire, I don't know, 10 per second. That would be pretty fucking crazy. I mean, that kind of little railgun would allow you to do a lot of things. That being said, we live where we live. We deal with what we deal with. I tell people to, like, be prepared and to not have their altitude too high. But today was another reminder that I'm about 20 feet up, which means I could easily break my leg or break my neck, which means in some ways I'm not that much better off than you. You could be flying high, 100,000 feet. I saw a Ray Kurzweil TED Talk. Everybody's going to have flush it nuggets in 10 years. We'll live to be 8,000 billion trillion years old. Our balls will be made of neutronium. Our women will be sexy as F. Robot women in a neutronium future. Everything's so amazing. I saw a TED Talk. I saw a TED Talk too. Yeah. We are where we are at, and we still have a lot of cheap illusions and delusions. I mean, frankly, a lot of our technology, as it currently exists, enables a lot of cheap thrills and a lot of cheap delusions. But I think that it's going to run its course too, especially when there's no electricity. So it's one of those things where you got to think about it, brothers and sisters. Where are you at in the game? You know, do you think all this nonsense goes on forever? I wrote a short story about that. And I gave it a name later on, The Infinite Gray Nothing. The short story's on Amazon, but you won't find it. The title's Morny Dreck. M-O-R-N-Y space D-R-E-K. Morny Dreck. Yeah. I wrote a story about this. That all this just keeps going on like this forever. But even that becomes a kind of dystopia. And brothers and sisters, I don't have the magical answer. I mean, that's not true either. I do. It's Christ. But I can't tell you if you're an atheist what the answer is. If you believe in God, then you're probably going to figure this out on your own. But if you don't believe in God, then there's probably a lot of things going on right now that don't make any sense at all. And from the purely secular lens, you're kind of left with a really dark dystopian future, no matter what the outcome is. And I did. I went off on a tangent. I think I went for, 22 minutes, but I'm going to get through that topic. Whatever happens with my podcast, I got to raise money anyways if I even want to do any of this. And I don't have enough money. I have some generous donors. But the reality is that between rent and other things, between rent and what I owe, I need to come up with a lot of money this month, you know, for the blog site. And I don't have to tell you. It is what it is. Nobody's got cash. And there's way more important things than blogs, podcasts. And I can probably figure out something for a while and keep, maybe I'll go 100% Amazon, PDF, Google Docs, and just give up on this whole bullshit of having a blog and just get beyond that bullshit. Maybe I will. I don't know. I just can't tell you. I go back and forth in my head on that essential question, am I prepared? And I've already thought about this psychologically. I'm 53 years old. I'm prepared to accept what happens to people over 50 in times like these. And I mean the future. And the reality is it's not pretty. And if the question is, could it be different? Could it be different, Dan? Can't you say something positive? It could be different. But it would require a commitment, an almost evangelical commitment on the part of enough Americans to the ideal of liberty. It would require a kind of change in consciousness with respect to freedom. And if that happened, then yeah, it could be different. But it's not gonna be. Dan, could it be different, you know? I don't know. Could it be different? Different, Dan. Here's a chant about a woman. This is a chant dedicated to women. A woman is a quick time lover. She wants your white slick so that she can achieve next level powers. Her boobs become power cannons when she steals your man juice. And she'll leave you to die at the disco, being butt raped by monkeys and cats. Haglon folk congregate in the Bronx, where the daredevil Prince Cranberry choir boys dance naked for the town council. Yingus Reese says New York City is a free zone for total love violence based on the peaceful teachings of Pol Pot. Skirgin dares to pull us home. We shall roam as men. A woman's a quick time lover. She wants your white slick so that she can achieve next level powers. Her boobs become power cannons. Once she steals your man juice, she'll leave you to die at that disco, being butt raped by monkeys and cats, motherfucker. Haglund folk congregate in the Bronx. That's Bronx, New York, motherfucker. Where the daredevil prince, cranberry choir boys dance naked for the town council. Yingus Rhee says New York City is a free zone for total love violence based on the peaceful teachings of Pol Pot. That is a chant about women. If you go to sleep at night and you're alone at night and you don't have no woman, you can do this chant in the darkness. Somebody will hear you. I don't know who. Might not be a good person. Many people watch us in the dark. But Jesus is always by your side. Yeah. Isn't that right, Professor Plum, wherever you are? I don't like reading the news, as you all know. I mean, I'll go over it and joke about it. But I came across a worthy article from today. It's Tuesday. Tuesday, May the 9th, 2023, Zero Hedge headline, FDA approves first pill containing human feces. Let me translate. FDA approves first pill containing poo. Patients needing a fecal microbiota. You know what? I'm going to let you guys read this stupid-ass article. It comes from the Epic Times. I personally think they might be kind of a Mossad operation. Mossad CIA. And it kind of tells you a lot about Zero Hedge too, really. But it is the last shop, and it's on purpose. It's the edge of the Overton window. If you want to know where the edge of the Overton window is, it's Zero Hedge. In fact, maybe that's where that name comes from, but in the very least, it's the edge of the window.
Zero Hedge.
And it's as far as you're allowed to go. You know, you can talk about the poop cure, where you get a pill from your doctor named Ed. He gives you a pill containing his own poop. He says it's organic. It's a magical cure. It comes from poop. It will clean you out. It will save your soul. It's the poop cure. Yeah. I should do their commercials for the poop cure. I don't know. It sounds crazy, but it could be 100% correct. I've decided to do a rundown. It is Tuesday, May the 9th, 2023, just after 6:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time in Skompton, Utah. And I'm going to do a quick rundown of the Zero Hedge headlines the way that, you know, if you gave a fuck, and I don't know why you would give a fuck, you'd care. Hey, we're back. Tucker Carlson moves the show to Twitter. Musk says they didn't cut a deal. There aren't many platforms left that allow free speech. The last big one remaining in the world is Twitter. Yeah. As a person who's had a billion accounts on Twitter, the argument that it's a free speech platform is batshit fucking crazy. And it hasn't changed since Elon took over. So I don't know what to tell you. You can believe whatever nonsense you want to. It's like the Q thing. If you want to believe that Trump has an army in the Grand Canyon guarding 12 million tons of gold along with alien spacecraft, you know, if you need to believe this shit, you gotta believe it. You need to. I almost want to say go ahead because it doesn't matter at this point. If it brings you comfort, I think it's flawed, but I'm not going to convince you to change. People have, and this is where the old repeats itself in the new, but people have hardened their hearts to hearing other perspectives. And I would even say that's true of me as well to some extent. I mean, if you came out and said, well, Dan, I'm really all supportive of the Second Amendment, but I can't believe what somebody did with a rifle the other day. And it's like, what I'm going to tell you right now is what the U.S. government has done with rifles pretty much since the beginning of our country is pretty freaking atrocious. And so when you say things like, I can't believe, I get it, but to me it's like, I don't know what to tell you. Is it good that kids are getting killed? No. Can I verify any of these stories? No. If kids are being killed by rifles, do I really think it's a spontaneous random event? It could be. And that's more of a consequence of the COVID crap than anything else. You know? The problem with military psychological warfare is if it goes on too long, it actually does damage. People do go crazy. They create cults. You know, and eventually you end up with enough people who are so crazy, so disabled by the crazy, you don't have a functional society. You know. There you go. PsyOps at this scale and being fundamentally trauma-based mind control flavor only have one outcome, and that is to drive a huge portion of the population to the point of suicide, overdose, really bad health habits to the point of death, to include not managing chronic illness, and on top of this, just to drive them batshit crazy. And the only option you have is to reject the bullshit. The problem is, if you go down the road of rejecting it, then you have to confront that friend you knew that killed themselves. And they might have killed themselves right after you talked about your grandma getting sick and how it was their fault. And that's a lot of psychic trauma, brothers and sisters, and that's just a very simple example. You have to confront a lot of shit you did in the name of a lie. I don't know. free speech on Twitter. An affront to justice, Trump to appeal after jury finds liable for sexual... Of course Trump probably raped her. Past its peak, Nintendo warns of, yeah, bullshit. Peter Schiff, the U.S.'s Peter Schiff, you've been saying this every year. Eventually, you'll be right. Israel launches new, it always launches something. Americans suffering, of course they are. Tumbling Chinese, of course they're tumbling, they're so fucking acrobatic. The flight from the dollar, oh my god. Zero heads, geopolitical week ahead. A destabilized Pakistan, oh my god, Pakistan is as stable and has always been as stable as Juarez, Mexico. National Police Association joins others in suing to know what a crazy person said. A lot more bodies are coming. That's what Drunken Miller says. He warns of hard landing. I warned of hard landing, didn't I? Yeah, truth about a generation. A snowflake generation. They're all sex objects on CNBC. WTI holds gains despite API reporting biggest crude build since February. Okay, Soviet Republic of bullshit. Quinn, Rise Rebellion bullshit. Bullion, black gold build, that's some kind of fucking bullshit. Chicago police advise business owners to install shatter-resistant glass shields amid a string of break-ins. Fuck. That was the Zero Hedge headlines for around 6:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, Scompton, Utah, May the 9th, 2023, Bo Blimp Doc. Fucking Chicago police. They tell you, baby, you gotta put in that glass, that bulletproof glass, that shatter-resistant glass. You gotta protect yourself. It's from the Scrimbic League. They're coming for your urine. They're coming for your children. Chicago. Yeah, Chicago. They're coming for your urine. I don't know what to tell you. You live your life the way you want to, cocaine cowboys. You do what you will. I was thinking about sports the other day, and then I got this Dr. Freckles quote in my head. And it's kind of crazy. Sports would be more fun if players randomly left the field and started pounding on the spectators hard, Dr. Freckles. And before you, oh my god, Dan, you're terrible. You promoting stochastic, no. Stochastic terrorism, no, no. This is absurdity, this is satire, but I'll be honest with you. I don't like any of the professional sports, but if they randomly, when they got pissed off, just went crazy, I'd probably watch it more. I want to watch a professional baseball game where the players can just go off all half-cocked and assault the onlookers, and it's just part of the deal. You want to see the game, you want to see that game, you might get beaten real bad in front of your fucking kids, but you get to see the game. Think of all the sponsors. UFC. 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 Big sponsor from UFC. I would arm all the NBA players with Glocks. There'd be this part of every basketball game, maybe before the fourth period, where the players would just lay into each other and the fans tearing shit up with a Glock 19. That's hollow point rounds. People would say, "Shit, Dan, that's wrong," and I'd say, "Fuck." Can you imagine professional swimming? The swimmers armed with spring-loaded harpoon guns. And it's like, fuck, I can go berserk, maybe shoot my competitor from East Compton High, because I'm all crazy from that meth I smoked. I think when it comes to professional swimming or intercollegiate, you know, over the age of 18, probably professional, right? The women should be naked. If they're women, if they're adult women, not girls. But if they're adults, they should be naked. And if you think that's gross, what? What? Think about professional bowling, where the competitors at some point just pick up a bowling ball and wail on some person watching. Some random observer beating their skull so bad that their brains spill out. And the kiddies, they'll buy the videos and the comics and the cocaine. Wouldn't it be great to watch a football game and see the, you know, offensive line just run up to somebody in the stands and start pouncing on some, you know, shitty drunks and screaming at their, you know, cigarette lies to their scrunglies, just pounding on them as the offensive line from a professional football team. That's the kind of thing that would get people back to the stands, you know, if they got good health insurance. Think about monster trucks, baby. Wouldn't it be great to go to a monster truck competition where there was no partition between the trucks and the fans? The trucks could roll over people if the driver didn't care. Maybe the truck's a robot and it doesn't care. It's a heartless robot. Its soul is dead. People think I'm wrong about the sports thing. I think it would be more interesting. I think it would bring people back to the stadium or whatever. I don't know where people go now. It seems like a lot of bullshit to me, to be honest with you. It does. Have you heard of the Wolf Women of Grinkentown? It's Bo Blimp, Doc. All of the herds are traveling. The geese are flying north for the, what, summer? No, for the winter. No, north for the summer. The fish in the sea are growing extra eyes. Sweaty and greasy, the wolf women will melt into each other. Swimming in their stink juices and showing love protein, showing it the way. This was always going to be hot and steamy, burning with lights, magic, and monkey furniture. There are 81 earthly tribes, and of these, 7 are the primary races of splendor. When you live in splendor, all the strange weevil masters send emissaries of scare nighttime and murderous oil spasms. Ergo, if you have seepage, it is the smell bad power, anomalies bleeding into life. The wolf women. Await the sweaty grease times so that their nether regions might be moist in the love power of total and complete cumguation and splurge spluce abeyance. Kind nester elves will ungundulate the milf maidens of high power nation gold extra. Hunting humans in the grizzle swamp near Scompton, Utah. Running from Greeley monks and those nasty fire mimes that can't stop shoving their stink in our faces. Making plastic from home improvement store bargains as our dogs feed on the bones of dead pimps. The bones of dead crips, the bones of these creatures are food for our dogs. Mexican legions are marching on your hometown, looking for easy time Sally types to make love to in the honey bucket. Your moms, they flaunt their boovula before the skungus hordes and pretend to have the teeth of the wolf, but they don't. Wolf women scream loudest. They are the harbingers of some dark star. A dark star that's been traveling the universe in search of stone monkeys. And the blood mountains of the lost cop herders. They feed on the Sargasso sea urchins and the dying mangroves as the Jurgen sharks feed on the babies from the Planned Parenthood abortion factory outside Virginia Beach. Chieftain Tom told the 8 female consorts that he had no time for their bullshit, but the wolf women came for him that very night and tore off his junk and fed him his own shit. Johnny Boy, the hip-hop king, treated his girls like trash, so the wolf women came to his home and tossed him in the dumpster piece by piece, chunk by torn chunk, all from the wood chipper slurry. And you question their coming, where they are from? Are they bitches? Oh no. They are wolf women, bitches all. Hello, Torg Minor Supreme. I saw your glowing eyes burning holes in the sky as the 99 alien races approached and the plumes from their fusion drives could be seen burning in the pitch black. Sure, you can eat your Quaker oats, but it's filled with asbestos. And old dead politicians englobate to create some kind of globe out of the muck of the existence where gravitation pinches your ass cheeks and makes you pucker up real good. Quadrant 44 is now complete. Quadrant 44 is now complete. All the Hefton types and their nasty wives and mean children can move into their pod zones. The refrigerators are filled with mink wax and old stale beer, and the cupboards have chili and whiskey and bleach. Your kids will go to school and be hot taught to unlearn. And their children will learn how to hunt protein in the garden of death. I left early with his mom near that diner. Across from the church. They burnt down, you know, 6 weeks ago. I couldn't help but think his mom is a wolf woman, strutting about all saucy and greasy, and covering herself in kelp paste and erstwhile duck pudding. Sure, I made love to your mom down by the river, not far from where they murdered those nasty priests years ago. I touched her, and she felt my male cane strength. Scum dealers, paid in rubies and emeralds, never had so much flesh pleasure as her tummy shook and her insides filled with the nasty bile. Hello, wolf woman. These are the wolf women of Grinkentown, that bishop exclaimed to those dusty followers of the old faith. They have been sojourning in the desert for 80 boblimpdoc years and no longer feel or touch or smell. They are lost to God and man. They dwell in the nightmares of Chad. Wolf women in search of a homeland. Wolf women in search of their fear. Do you have a wolf woman you fell in love with when you were young? Do you have a wolf woman who raised you from a pup and then tossed you into the eternal sea? If you like this podcast, and I'm not sure why you would, you can donate. There is a link to PayPal in the notes, and as long as that link works, you can donate as much and as little as you want to. I have some real shortfalls this month, and I don't know how I'm going to cover my gaps, but I can use all the help I can get. I have a few very, very generous donors, and I get really guilty about it, so I'm always excited if there's new people out there, but here's the deal. Do not donate unless you've taken care of your food, your water, your shelter. Don't donate if there are people in your life that need the help more than I do. I'm an old man with no kids. If you don't have a few months worth of food on hand, not because I think it's going to make all the difference in the world, but if you don't have some food on hand, then take that money and purchase some extra food. Long-term food, bags of rice, bags of beans. If you want to call me crazy, that's fine. But do something. But if you've taken care of yourself and you've thought about your pets, to include your dog, your cat, your parrot, but especially your dog. If you've thought about your pets and you've also purchased some extra food for them and you've done the things that make you happy and that make you whole, and you've taken care of the things you need to and the things you want to, and you still have money left over, then feel free to donate to my podcast. I'll take it. I won't lie. But make sure you take care of the important stuff first, is my advice. That being said, it's Tuesday, right around 7 p.m. Scompton time, Utah. I can hear the wolf women screaming now. They're screaming for their hooker husbands to come home. Tuesday, 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, May the 9th, 2023. I hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday, whatever the fuck that means. I have no idea these days. And you have a great rest of your week if you don't hear from me. And, you know, life ain't so bad if you got food, water, shelter. And it's a blessing. And we should be grateful for the things we have because, brothers and sisters, a lot of this isn't quite as stable as it looks.